Please welcome JV.
Thank you very much. The question mark on the current thing is I'm discovering the curiosities of housing here in SLO. I was raised by, my sister and I were raised by a single mother. And so money, of course, was tight, always tight. And as is the case, I think, in those circumstances, excuse me. And so I was pretty young at the time, too young to, you know, bring money into the family. So I adopted the Benjamin Franklin's term of a penny saved is a penny earned. And I just tried to, excuse me, a little nervous, just tried to, you know, tax the family as little as possible. And you could do things, you know, even as a kid, 13, 14, winter, we grew up in Maryland, and winter would come and you need a winter jacket, and a winter jacket's an expensive thing, so you learn pretty quick that as soon as things got cold, you just go down to the office at the school and tell them, I lost my winter jacket already. What do you mean? It only just got cold, you know? Well, did anybody turn it into lost and found, you know? Well, what color is it, you know? Oh, it's blue, and, well, sure, we got dozens of blue ones, you know? And it was a warm one, you know? This one, that's the one! And, you know, and so you could help. And so in my late 20s, I went to Spain. I sold my truck, and I had I had about not quite $1,000, and I had been out of the country once before on my own to Mexico, and liked it and wanted to pick up the Spanish, but decided I'd go to Spain to do this, and so I grab $1,000, and you know I've been if I had gone to Mexico it might have worked out like I thought, but Spain was not Mexico, and $1,000 didn't do that much in Spain. I mean, I went to Spain, packed my bags. I took a typewriter, I took a squash racket, and I imagined that, you know, $1,000, I was gonna, you know, rent a castle over the Mediterranean, you know, I don't know. If it had been Mexico, maybe, but it didn't work out that way. And it was a scrimp and save thing. And I spent a Christmas by myself there, and if you want the a shortcut to martyrdom, you know, try that. And but my mother was a teacher, and so she got a break and she came over to visit. And I think she had ideas that I was more grown than I was prepared to, you know, be. And so I get to the airport and I pick her up, and I think she thinks, you know, I'm gonna have the car and I'm gonna have the hotels worked out and have it all. And I'm broke. And she gets the gist of this pretty quickly, and so out with this credit card, which I know damn well, you know, is going to be an imposition on her, and I'm as sorry as I can be about it, but here we go. And we have a great trip. And it's Spain, she has never been, and, you know, I'm sort of figuring it out. We rented a car, and it's kind of expensive, and gasoline's like $5 a liter, and hotels, and you know, it's all a wonderful trip, and we have a lot of great experiences, you know, and we're in the Alhambra and we're reading Washington Irving's Tales, you know, and we have a great trip, but it's damn expensive, and I'm aware of it. And when it's all over and, you know, said and done, and she goes home, you know, I know she's going home to a terrible credit card bill that is going to take a long time to pay off, and I'm not in any position to help. So it was a bit of a you know, a wound to the soul. About 5 or 6 years later, I'm working a regular job. I've got some money. My mother's turning 60. Her plans for her 60th sort of fell apart, and so I put together this trip. And we grab a train there in Maryland. And we go out to Flagstaff. Take the train out to Flagstaff, and you know, I've got a rental car, and I've got the hotel lined up, and we go up to the South Rim, and then we go around the South, you know, you go over Lee's Ferry, and then you come up to the North Rim, very cool, you know. And we're staying at the lodge there, you know, made of ponderosa pine logs like this, you know, and I'm gonna pick up the bill on this thing, and it's gonna be fine, and we have a great trip, and we go up to Bryce Canyon, and she's a good walker, and we walked all over that place, and we go up to and see my cousin up in Salt Lake City, her favorite niece, and have a nice visit there. And then when it's all said and done, you know, we've had enough, and we grab an airplane and go home. And you know, and I'm working, and I'm going to cover this. And so it was nice to have a second crack at it, and to cover things. And it made me realize, you know, that if you live long enough with people, family or friends, you know, you can sort of, you know, design these second chances. And what a beautiful thing it was. And it's not just, you know, family. I mean, friends and whatnot. And maybe if I live long enough, I'll have a second chance at this sometime. Thank you.